To nobody's surprise, the person that led the workouts at Tufts University did not have the expertise to be leading a strength and conditioning session. Now, I am very specifically not taking a shot at the Navy SEALs and the things that they do. We need them to be a successful country, and I thank them for their service. However, as a strength and conditioning coach, getting athletes who are in the third week of their training doing Navy SEAL training and the things that happen during Hell Week is not what athletes need to do. If you look at what this report said, there was 40% of the entire team did all of the training without modification. That means 60% had to tap out. That is actually high compared to the Navy SEAL tap out rate, because when you look it up, it's 20 to 30% actually pass Navy SEAL training. Remember, this Navy SEAL, it's selection. It is purposeful, difficult training to get people to tap out. The Tufts team, they're not going to go cut 60 people and then do this same process to ultimately keep weeding out the weak and then build this super roster. No, and the whole mental toughness argument. Remember, mental toughness is task specific. DeAndre Hopkins, when he went up and caught that ball in Arizona, against the Bills, that's mental toughness. I don't want a Navy SEAL trying to catch that ball. On the flip side, I do not want DeAndre Hopkins jumping out of an airplane and trying to save our country as a Navy SEAL. Mental toughness is task specific. I hope that everybody involved, the director of sports performance who signed off on this, I hope that they're going to put better policies and procedures in place. I don't understand how they didn't have stuff like SharePoint to be able to be communicating all of this. The athletic trainer who has ultimate say in all of these things, why did that person not put a stop to this? Again, I have so many questions. I'm curious about what the governing bodies are going to be doing about this. Let me know if you have any thoughts about this down below, or if you know anybody tied to the situation, because we need to make sure that things like this don't happen. We have to keep our athletes safe, and doing these random mental toughness things, this is not it. You still get mental toughness training from squatting heavy percentages based off your 1RM, lifting based off the VBT, sprinting, recording, ranking it, and publish it, doing that over time. Training itself is difficult. We don't have to add insult to injury by doing these mental toughness sessions from people that are not experts in the area. Again, the Navy SEALs, commend them, and the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Space Guard, Coast Guard, all of the branches of service, dispatch, fire, EMT, police officers, nurses, those people that serve us, we love you and need you. However, to have athletes do inappropriate training is not what we need to be doing. This finding, this executive finding, you can find the link down below. You can read about it from the players and how many of them were hospitalized. I hope that the rest of the strength and conditioning community and coaches communicate with the head sports coach to not allow things like this to happen. Remember, if it was perfect and it got people to be tough, you wouldn't have had 60% of this lacrosse team tapping out. They all would have been tougher and they all would have been better. You wouldn't have had 70 to 80% of Navy SEAL people that sign up on the dotted line. Like, I want to be a Navy SEAL. 70 to 80% of those people tap out of the training. Remember, it is what helps remove those that don't want to do it, because it is expensive and difficult to be a military operative. So stop doing these military training with your athletes to get them to be mentally tough. Mental toughness comes from doing physically hard things day after day, year after year. That's how you build mental resiliency.